my interviews, I've spoken a lot about how I put education first before modelling. So I've completed my Year 12 studies, and I then went to do a Certificate 1 in Business Administration. Yeah, you know, I wanted to get study and all of that done before I chose to do or apply for a job. But, you know, obviously my track hasn't turned, and I think it's really good that I was chosen for or to represent Northern Territory at Miss World, because, you know, I have a lot to say and I have a lot to educate people about. I want my voice to be heard, and I want other people's voice to be heard, and I want to speak for not only my people but for everyone in Australia.
So this is like a stepping stone for you. I know that, you know, it's important, the competition, but it gives you a chance to put yourself out there. It's a learning experience as well, and you get to see, you know, what you might like and what you don't like as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, you've talked about how you want to be a voice for your people and also for people in Australia. So what are sort of some of your goals with that? I mean, are you hoping to move into a leadership role?
No, not really. See, what my aim is, I want to complete Miss World, of course, and, you know, I'm happy either way, whether if I win or if I'm not, I'm happy in that situation. I think it's more about getting my voice out there to speak on behalf of some Yolngu people, because I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for the people that I know. Mm. And, you know, the people that have spoken to me about some issues that either they have faced or that I have faced. And it's all got to do with barriers, and my aim is to just break barriers to make it a lot easier for others to be heard.
Going back to the modelling, how did you get involved in modelling?
I was shopping at Darwin City Mall, and what happened was Mahali, my manager, actually came up to me and said, he started off a really nice conversation. We spoke about fashion and all of that, and he asked me if I wanted to be a model for the NT Fashion Week. And, you know, at that time I was doing Year 12 studies, and this is back in 2014. I was doing my studies, and, you know, it was really exciting. Like, I was very, you know, very humbled, and I thanked him for having the time to come up and ask me. But I also said to him, you know, for Year 12 studies, and I want to finish my studies before, you know, anything else.
That's really, really wise, isn't it? A wise decision on your behalf.
Yes.
And I think he thinks that as well by the sounds of it. So do you want to talk about some of the fabrics and clothing that you actually like to wear and some of the looks that you like to show? Because I know that there's been a lot of Indigenous fashion design. Is that something that you've been getting into? Is there any particular fabrics or clothes that you like to get into?
At the moment, because in my way, like back at home, it's disrespectful to use somebody else's like design. So because we have two moieties, right? Dua and Yirit Jaren. We're all careful about what design we use to do painting or to do the poles. We can't use somebody else's design, or we can't copy of someone else's. And so I'm really careful about, you know, the cultural barriers, because in my way, we believe that we can't use somebody's clothing or their design on a clothing unless we have full permission from that person or from that clan. Mm. And sort of letting that sort of wait a bit until I get around and I start meeting more people and I start to get to know more people. And, you know, it's really difficult because we have a lot of things where we can't cross over onto Dua, or Yirija can't. Oh, I can't cross over to Yirija. You know, it's all difficult. So,
there's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. You're not just...
A lot of responsibility and
yep.
A lot of respect that we have for, you know, a lot of people. I would hate to think that if I use their clothing and then one of them says, you know, why are you wearing that? Because you're not this and that. Mm. You know, I just don't want to get mixed up in those type of situations because I know what it's like at home already.
And that's an interesting approach to take, you know, into the next phase regarding fashion design and Indigenous fashion. I mean, that's a really interesting stance on your protocol and your work ethic. Thank you for sharing that because it's really important to understand. I mean, you've probably seen a lot of the National Indigenous Fashion Awards and all the designs, and they look quite fantastic. It's definitely leading the way in a lot regarding fashion, even hitting all the runways at Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, see, one thing that people don't understand is, you know, there's a lot of barriers that we have to follow, and I would love to do that. Like, I would love to wear designs from, you know, Indigenous designers and from, you know, made by Indigenous elders and all of that. I don't feel like right now is the right time, and because I'm just new, people are still getting to know me and getting to know my story and who I am and, you know, what clan I come from, what language I speak. And, you know, I just want to wait until I have the full respect of everyone.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you so much for joining Living Black Radio. Is there anything else that you want to say if you wanted to inspire young boys or girls getting into modelling and being the best that they can be?
All I want to say is, you know, to all the young people, whether you're Yolngu or not, you're Koori, you're Ananga, all I want to say is always educate people about where you come from and who you are, because no one has the right to tell you right from wrong. You are your own being. Always stick to your heart. Always follow your dream and work hard, because you can't get anywhere without the struggle. Never take advantage of a really good opportunity that comes your way.